The public protector was in Masipumalele earlier today. Monique Mortlock of the Eyewitness News team was along. Hi, Monique. Before we get to the public protector and the media conference that she held on Monday, goodness me, was it only Monday? Was it only 4 days ago? It seems like such a long time ago. What was the purpose of her visit to Masipumalele?
Her purpose today was to inspect the wetlands area in Masipumalele, that Section A and Section Z, following complaints to the public protector's office by various community leaders, by community members and activists, calling on an intervention by the public protector to do something about what they say is torrid living conditions. There's these community members took her around to show her where there are pipes in between the houses or the informal shacks, where these pipes, raw sewage actually flows out of the pipes and runs past the houses. We could see it. We could smell it. There were broken toilets out of a block of about 12 communal toilets. Only two were working, and those two couldn't even lock properly. This was also part of the public protector's national roadshow. She's gone to different communities where various complaints have been issued, and this was just part of that roadshow. And she told us she'd subpoenaed Cape Town Mayor. Yes, those are the words that she used. I'll explain it now. She told us that she'd subpoenaed, or her office had subpoenaed, Cape Town Mayor Patricia de Lille and Western Cape Premier Helen Zille to attend the inspection because she felt it was up to them to address these complaints and to do something about it. But they unfortunately couldn't be there. I have contacted both the offices. And
it's contempt of court to ignore a lawfully issued subpoena, which makes me wonder.
We asked her about it, and she said that they are basically the mayor and the premier is basically in contempt of the public protector's office. Okay. She said that the public protector does have the right to issue subpoenas when it comes to dealing with complaints where these parties are involved, the mayor and Zille, because they were apparently mentioned in these complaints. When I spoke to Zille and Delil's offices or their spokespeople, they said that the subpoenas weren't issued to them directly or personally as it should have been. They were only informed about this a couple of days ago, and they couldn't attend due to various reasons, which they informed the office of.
And what did she say upon leaving about what would be the next steps following this visit to Masi?
She said that the next steps would be to liaise with the City of Cape Town and the other correspondents in the complaint to adequately find solutions to address not only the issue of these the sewage running past the houses, but also the residents are calling on the City of Cape Town to release what is city-owned land for the expansion of the informal settlement, because they say they aren't being allowed to grow, and that's why there's this congestion of shacks upon shacks. The Human Rights Commission, a representative from the Human Rights Commission, was also there, and the HRC will act as a mediator between the different parties so that there's a suitable solution to the issues.
And with the public protector around, and with the release of her reports on the Bancorp loan and the change of the constitution involving the Reserve Bank, I'm quite sure that she would have been asked quite a few questions, or the media present would have attempted to ask quite a few questions about that. Did she entertain those questions?
Yes, she was quite open to answering our questions when we asked her just for her comment on the fact that Parliament and ABSA will now be taking action, legal action against the report. She said that she welcomes the action, and they're within their rights to challenge it. She did also say, when I asked her whether she believes that, as some people have said, that she overstepped her mark in recommending that the mandate be changed, she said she doesn't believe that she overstepped it, seeing as how the constitution has been changed many times over the years, and she believes that it was within her right as well to make those recommendations. But she says she is open to engaging with Parliament and with ABSA and with the any other parties who might have a problem with the report.
Thank you very much. That's Monique Mortlock of the Eyewitness News.